TalkZone.com.
Almost live from sunny Fort Lauderdale, Florida, the suburbs of the Caribbean. Welcome to It's Beyond Complicated, the Boomer Humor Radio Show, man. Dedicated to helping boomers of all shapes and sizes create a healthy, productive, fun-filled life where they're finally calling the shots. Topics include career reinvention, finances, health, sex, dysfunctional relationships of all kinds, all while enjoying a glass of fine wine. And here are your hosts, two of the funniest people on the internet airwaves, author host Peter the Reinvention Guy Fogel and Anna the Armenian Goddess Collins.
Yes.
Here we are once again.
Every time we try to get out, just pull us right back in.
Pull us right back in.
Welcome to
the Boomer Humor Radio Show. It's beyond complicated. And we're coming to you from
beautiful. Actually, it is sunny Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
It is. Usually when we do the show lately, that's been thundering and lightning. And
it's pestilence, frogs. It's like the Bible, right? I mean, when it rains here, it's like, and then you can walk across the street. It's a rainbow.
I know. It's just crazy. Amazing. Yeah. It's nice and sunny today. It's beautiful. It's about 89 degrees right now, so and it's sunny.
If you're thinking of relocating to a beautiful area, South Florida is where you should do it, specifically Fort Lauderdale.
Absolutely. Well, we got a big show today, don't we? We have a really good special guest.
Yes. Let's first tell people who we are and why we're here and what is our purpose.
You mean who we are, really who we are?
Who are we? Do we really know?
Do you really know yourself, Peter?
Who are you, really? Every time I think I know, I go, you know what? I could do better. So I dig a little deeper.
I know. Well, I'll tell you, I don't think I really – I think I know the real you, though. I think I do.
Do you?
Yes, which is why I take Xanax.
Xanax.
Yeah, okay.
And who do you think gives you the Xanax? One evening with
the
me.
The source and the reason.
That's right. I'm Peter the Reinvention Guy Fogel, and this is my lovely co-host.
Anna the Armenian Goddess Collins. And why am I an Armenian goddess? Why?
Why? Because you don't have a mustache.
Correct.
Okay.
All right.
We want to welcome everyone to our show. We cater to boomers.
Yes, we do.
Because we are baby boomers. We are the largest aging population in America that is on lots of medication and have money.
We're about 40% of the population
right
now.
Are we 40?
Just about, yeah. High 30s.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we have, what is that, discretionary income from our parents that might have left us money, or we're in a court case trying to get the money from the siblings that are contesting the will. But that's another story.
That's a whole other story. We don't want to open that can of worms.
Yeah.
What do you call it in the Jewish I always call it a can of worms, but really it's a can of horror.
Can of horror. Can of horror is like, don't put the moxie on.
Peter, anytime I want to tell Peter any good news, he goes, shh, don't talk about it.
Don't talk about it until it happens.
You put the can of worms on it, the can of horror.
Because even Wayne Dyer says, you know, things are going very well. One of the things he says, Wayne Dyer, who we hope to have on the show, Dr. Wayne Dyer, is like, ever have it when things are going really well and then you know the caca's right around the corner? It's just, well, we don't like
it. See, no, I don't think that way. You're starting to make me paranoid about that.
All right.
The can of horror. But Jewish people are kind of like superstitious.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
Where it goes, and it's in our DNA.
Yes, it is.
Just like
that,
you folks.
Coupons.
Just like you, mm-hmm. being non-Jewish, are drinkers. No, I'm kidding.
No, it's true.
We drink away our problems.
We drink, or smoking, right.
Smoking.
I don't smoke, though.
I haven't smoked
for years. I used to smoke.
Now, Anna. What?
I was going to say, I used to smoke when I did a lot of cocaine, but not anymore.
Man, I'm glad you kept that to yourself.
Okay.
Got to be honest with you. We have a lot of exciting things today. We have Jake Steinfeld.
Oh, yes. He's awesome.
Jake is a wonderful man. He gave me a blurb for my first book, If Not Now, Then When, Stories and Strategies of People Over 40 Who Have Successfully Reinvented Themselves. Our show, the Boomer Humor Radio Show, is to help mm-hmm. boomers with reinvention, career reinvention, finances, health, wine, and exercise.
Wine and exercise. I'm big on both.
Big on both. You drink actually while you're exercising, which is 2-for-1.
You know that? Do you want to know something really funny that you said that? And I wasn't even going to talk about this today on the show, but now that you bring it up, there's actually an exercise routine. I'm trying to figure out who did it, but it's the drink and exercise routine. You're supposed to drink alcohol and exercise at the same time.
Apparently somebody who's not good at time management.
Exactly.
But Jake is a boyhood friend of mine.
I grew up
with Jake Steinfeld. I grew up with two very famous people, Scott Rudin, who is one of the biggest producers in Hollywood, South Park, does Broadway. Look up, Google Scott Rudin. You will know what this man has accomplished. But equally as accomplished is Jake Steinfeld, Body by Jake. He is what we call a mensch, very down to earth. You can't find a nicer guy, and his niece is Haley Steinfeld, who was nominated for an Oscar in True Grit. You
no
knew that.
Kidding.
She was the little girl.
The little girl?
Yeah,
oh, how awesome. Great.
Her father, his brother, is Peter Steinfeld.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to play Little League with, you know, he has twin brothers, Andrew, fraternal twins. Andrew and Peter are fraternal twins.
No kidding.
And I used to play Little League with, I went to college. I went. I grew up with Jake, but I played Little League with a little.
Now, was he into exercise when you knew him?
He's interesting. He was always an athlete, mm-hmm. a little pudgy, worked out. He was actually a real basketball fanatic.
Is he tall?
He's about 6'1".
He's
6'1", 235. He'll tell you about how. He's going to give you a little motivation on today's show about how
excellent.
To overcome challenges and everything. I don't want to give him away,
yeah,
so don't go away. But you have some important things. You're going to be performing where in Miami this weekend?
Yes, I'm going to be performing at – you know what? Let's talk about that later because I want to make sure I have the pronunciation right of the hotel. It's a hotel on Miami Beach. I think it's the – I don't want to say it because then I'll get confused.
Okay,
people.
On the break.
On the break, I'll get the exact address and the phone number and everything. And we're giving away actually – to callers, 4 free tickets per caller.
Okay.
And I'm also going to put it in our Constant Contact email.
Okay.
Coupon to come to the show.
The Miami show this weekend.
The Miami show that I'm going to be doing, yeah.
If you're listening and you're not far from a phone and you're on the internet, please call us at 888. That's 888-463-6748. 888-463-6748.
And call.
Rant, vent. All in that order. Tell us what's going on in your mind, what you want to hear. We have an exciting show coming up October 30th for autism. Tell us.
It's going to be at the Miami Improv. That is on Mary Street in Miami in Coconut Grove. It's just a fabulous venue. It's for the Autism Society of Miami-Dade. That will be Sunday, October 30th. So mark the date. It starts at 7:30. Doors open at 6:30. And come there, have dinner. One thing about the Improvs, they have fabulous acts, but they also have great food. So you can have dinner there. It's just it's an all-time great show. And the tickets are only $15, and you can purchase them online at comedyforautism.com.
Of course, we never know who's going to – we're headlining, mm-hmm. and Dougie Almeida is the MC.
That's
we're
going
to have a raffle and a silent auction.
Yep.
But more importantly, you never know who's going to show up. Tell them why.
Well, one of the last shows we did, Comedy for Autism, we had Mr. Jose Feliciano show up.
Chica, don't be discouraged. He's going to be on our show too, isn't he?
Goad me into that. Yes, I'm trying to get him to come on the show. Really nice guy. He was just a fabulous guy. Do you remember that show? I used to watch it all the time. Chico and the Man.
Yeah. And then people say – Then they switched. He wasn't doing the intro to that show. He wasn't doing the opening song.
The opening song, yeah.
They went with Sammy Davis Jr. And people actually in forums complain like, you know, I like Sammy, I like Jose. That doesn't
matter. Never mind the show, right?
Right.
So we had an exciting week. We both of us did some cool stuff. You want to talk about?
Well, as you may or may not know, I worked with the legendary London Lee, a comedian from the 60s, who was one of the top acts in the country. He was the Chris Rock of his time, if I could put it anywhere.
And he's white.
He's white.
And rich.
And
although Chris Rock is rich now.
Yeah. No, Chris Rock money is different than London Lee money.
Yeah.
But London, if you go to my Facebook page.
Oh, look. Good. Oh, there's the videographer calling,
okay,
right?
Here's the video. We're going to tell about the videographer shortly here.
Yeah.
Okay. And
the poor guy got lost.
Yeah, he got the wrong directions. We're going to be in an article next week in the Sun Sentinel about our business model, our radio show,
mm-hmm.
how it works.
The whole bit, folks. You got to get the Sun Sentinel, or you can get it online.
We'll have a copy of it online. You can download it. And we have the videographer coming over right now to actually tape us live, you'll actually be able to see us online.
All right. That
when
sounds
he tapes
good.
It. But London Lee was amazing. We had a lot of people come out, and that was exciting. And you can go to my Facebook page.
Yeah, it's really funny that it's – what. How
you
old
worked
is,
in London.
Yeah, I opened for him a couple times, yeah.
You
how old is he now?
He says he's 72, but he's actually 79. And he looks every day of it.
Yeah.
Let's not just say he's as preserved as Regis is.
I'll tell you, I was watching part of Regis and Kelly today, and they're the same age. And, he looks damn good, Regis. But London Lee, God bless him, the man is 80 years old. He's still going on stage and doing comedy. And he's good. I mean, he gets laughs. He does excellent.
Yeah. Oh, he killed. He got a standing ovation. Now, I don't know if that was because he was so funny, but that he actually got through the set.
The fact that he got through the set.
I think they were saying.
Exactly.
They said, The show's over. No EMS has been called.
No oxygen. He did it without a nose hose. It was great.
It was a defibrillator-free show.
It really was.
Okay.
But that's not to say the audience wasn't. No. That was a cool show. He's a cool guy. He's actually a nice guy. He's just so crazy.
What are you trying to tell me? Yes, he's a nice guy, but it goes a lot thicker. Trust me.
Well, maybe he likes chicks better.
No.
He's easier to get along.
But he can be a little
cantankerous.
Yeah. Makes me look like whatever.
Okay, so you know what?
You had something to announce.
Yes, I did. Thank you for asking. I almost forgot about it. Now, here's one of the things about being a boomer, right? This is the stage in our life where we should do all the things that we have wanted to do. And a lot of times we don't because, we don't have the time, or I can't do it, I'd be no good at it. I am here to tell you, if you want to do something, do it. Now is the time to do it. So I have recently taken up acrylic painting. I'm going to eventually go to oil paints, but right now I'm doing acrylic. And I actually have a body of work now of about 5 paintings. And one of them I have entered in a show in a little art museum in Lauderhill. It's called the Bear and Bird Boutique and Gallery, and it's on 4566 North University Drive in Lauderhill. And there's going to be a big show called Creep Cinema. It's all paintings or artwork that is inspired by scary movies. So I did a vampire.
Yeah, I know. I saw it. Excellent.
With a nose ring. And I'm calling it Nosferatina with nose ring. And it's going to be, the show is October 1st through November 12th, and the opening night is October 1st. So if you guys can make it up there, that would be awesome. Their number is 954-748-0181, and it's the Bear and Bird Boutique and Gallery.
And by the way, if you're interested in other products by Peter and Anna, please go to the BoomerHumorRadioShow.com. That's BoomerHumorRadio.com, excuse me. You can look at my books, If Not Now, Then When, Stories and Strategies of People Over 40 Who Have Successfully Reinvented Themselves, and my new book, Reboot Your Career, 27 Ways to Reinvent Yourself in the Workplace if You Still Have a Job, and of course your book, your hysterical book.
My book that you always get so peeved.
Anna just has this way of just like dismissing the book on stage. Buy it, don't buy it.
That's what I tell
you. View from abroad.
Buy it, don't buy it. It's okay with me. I'll tell you where you can get it. You can get it, at our show, the Boomer Humor Show, right? .com, and it's there. Or you can get it on AnnaCollinsComedian.com. Either one. If you like my sense of humor, you'll love the book. There's also illustrations in there that I write that a very talented artist, Chris DiMaria, he illustrates them. So are you getting ready to run out?
Well, I have to let the videographer. What's important that you're doing that Anna's so talented is, like, when we're doing the show, I have certain responsibilities Anna has. So what's great is that we both go to our strengths, and she is a tremendous animator and graphic artist.
Thank you.
So should we tell people to go to the site?
Yeah, go ahead.
You have some.
No, keep it a secret. I don't want anybody looking at my stuff. Of course, tell them.
Okay.
If they go to YouTube, if you go to YouTube and you look under Anna Collins Comedian, all my animations are up there.
We're going to take a short break.
Okay.
And then we're going to talk about Love After 50. So don't touch that mouse. Come back. We'll be here in a break. Call us at 888-463-6748. Boomer Humor Radio Show. Okay.
Hi, I'm Anna Collins. I love Chardonnay, and I just found this great new Chardonnay called, are you ready? Cupcake.
You're kidding.
No,
is
that not the cutest? I had to buy it just for the name, and let me tell you, it's delicious. Decadent flavors of buttercream, bright citrus, and vanilla melt into a balance of oak and subtle spice.
I love it already.
Ooh, baby. Wine Spectator gave this wine 88 points. Cupcake Chardonnay goes great with crab cake, seared ahi tuna, or with crusty French bread and cheese. But if you're like me, I can drink it just by itself with nothing but a smile. And the price is great. It's under $13. So, before this wine gets discovered and the price goes up, remember what happened to Clos du Bois?
What?
The price went up.
No.
Yes.
It never ends?
Absolutely. But you must try Cupcake Chardonnay and live deliciously. Visit CupcakeVineyard.com to find Cupcake Chardonnay in a location near you or to order direct. Cheers.
Hi, Peter the Reinvention Guy Fogel here, along with
Anna the Armenian Goddess Collins.
If you'd like to be a sponsor or advertise on Internet Radio's number one self-indulgent help program, please go to www.itsbeyondcomplicated.com for more information. Once there, click on the sponsor tab. Thank you.
The place for talk on the Internet. This is TalkZone.com.
TalkZone.com.
Welcome back to Muammar Gaddafi's favorite self-indulgent help program. It's Beyond Complicated, the Boomer Humor Radio Show with author-humorist Peter Fogel and Anna Collins.
We're back.
Oh, I love that jazzy music.
I love
that's
the jazz.
Awesome.
Let's say hello to Dave, our engineer.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, guys.
Hey, great weather today, Dave.
It's beautiful. Yeah, we won't have any problems today. It's great. And so we're going to get right into it here. We're going to pick up where we left off on our last segment. By the way, this is the Boomer Humor Radio Show.
Call us in 888-463-6748, 888-463-6748. Go to TalkZone.com, BoomerHumorRadio.com.
We're here right now. And in case you don't know, baby boomers were born between 1946 and 1964. Okay, yeah. All right.
We have a videographer from the Sun Sentinel.
Who has a camera that I covet.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to talk right now about, I went out with my girlfriends this past weekend, and we were talking about love after 50.
Yeah.
So here's the deal. This is, okay. The things that you did in your 20s, 30s, and 40s are so much different than the dates you have in your 50s, for example.
Okay.
Now, I know, all right, for instance, what being in your 50s, what is your idea of the ideal date, Peter? And then I'll tell you mine. And let's see if it's compatible.
Well, what people don't know is that you and I are dating.
Yeah.
We are in a relationship, for better or worse.
Oh.
Whenever I don't want to commit to something, you notice I just go into Regis Philbin?
You go
to Regis. It's just easier to go into Regis Philbin.
Let me tell you about our relationship, folks. We have different domiciles, 35 minutes apart.
Yeah.
I see Peter on the radio show once a week. And, you know, sometimes we see each other during the week, right?
Yes.
We do. So that's why we probably get along so well.
Yeah.
Although we do yell at each other, and we're both kind of crazy, and we're both cancers, so that's,
right.
You know. But my idea sometimes of having fun is very different than Peter's. I have to goad him and, like, sometimes beg him to try new things.
But I do it, don't I? I mean, I do try things.
Yes,
I kick
do.
And scream. Because as you get older, you get set in your ways.
Exactly.
That's basically...
Well, I've been trying to get you to go... rollerblading, for instance.
Okay.
Well, you
wanted me to answer your question before, from the 20s, 30s, into your 50s.
Yeah, okay.
In your 20s, 30s, you have a really high level of testosterone, and hormones are like on full blast, Mach 4.
Yeah.
And you chase, and you go after, and it's that kind of like, I need, I want. When you get to your 50s, it's just a different life. You're from 20s to 30s, you're one person. 30s to 40s. And 40, you're going, oh, half my life is over. Then the 50... You just wake up every morning. Some people say, good God, it's morning, or good God.
Good God, it's another day. I don't feel that way.
Why?
I think men and women differ that way. Like, all my girlfriends are fun-loving. I find that
Why is this photographer – why is he always taking pictures of you? Is he getting both of us? Are you getting both of us? You are.
Peter's so afraid he's not getting in the
picture. No, I'm not. I just – because she's much more attracted than I am. I understand
You
that.
Look good. I just cut his hair, by
she
the
cut
way.
My hair.
See? He's showing you.
Okay, perfect. Okay,
yeah,
looks
see,
like –
Your
he's,
hair –
He's very good.
He is – yeah, because he got you in the picture.
Okay.
He's very good.
Why not?
No, but the 50s, right? Okay. I know you're not much of a drinker.
No, I'm not much of a drinker.
No, but I'll tell you, you are a lot of fun. When you're not being moody, you're a lot of fun.
We're entitled to be moody after 50. It's just, it goes with the thing.
It just goes with the thing, right.
You do, you know.
But like, for instance, like, all right, before you met me, of course, you were on Match.com, right? What was the big, what do you do with women that you take out?
It's first getting a response. Like I told you, you know, I have to put down that I'm an entrepreneur, because if you put down
that you're,
well, I'm also an author. And
you are.
I mean,
I have
other things going on.
But you don't want to put your stand-up comic.
Yeah, if you put the joke between me and other you know, friends, is if you put down a stand-up comic as a profession on internet dating, you might as well just say you're a pedophile slash circus clown. They
right.
do not equate it like it's serious.
Exactly.
It's
just, well, and conversely, men love female comics.
Because they figure you're funny.
They think you're going to be funny. See, and that shows you something about the sexes, right? Men do want, they want a funny woman. They want someone
yes.
to entertain them.
That's why I'm with you.
Exactly. Is that why?
Yeah, you make me laugh. When you hit my button that I can't BS you, and I just, don't I fall on the floor?
Oh,
laughing?
I know. Yeah, definitely.
She's very funny. She's just, when she knows...
Here's the thing between me and Peter, all right? I have like a zillion ideas all the time. And to my credit, though, I follow up on a lot of them. I told you I was going to start painting.
Yes.
I'm painting. I have one of my paintings in a little show now. I told you I was going to learn animation, which,
yeah,
by the
right.
way, I, folks,
you do?
Go to Anna Collins, comedian, on YouTube.
Well, it's also therapeutic for you.
Yes, it's very.
It's very therapeutic.
You
like
know
them.
Why I like animations? Because I can create my own world and make the characters say whatever they want and do whatever they want.
That's right.
And I'm a huge, huge fan of Family Guy and American Dad. I wish I had
We love that.
Program.
We have the same. Thank God. For couples to really.
To get along, they have
you
to.
You really have the same sense
of humor.
And you
right.
And Anna scares me because she doesn't complete my thoughts sometimes. She completes my. No, she doesn't complete my sentences. You complete my thoughts.
I know.
Like, right before I'm getting up to, like, lower the AC, you're telling me to do that. And I'm just automatically getting up to do it anyway because I said, it's a
only because
warm.
The water is deluging off my head, Peter.
What?
When I tell you to get up.
Oh, because you were sweating.
Peter is very frugal. So
let me tell you something. The new frugal is in. Frugal is in.
Now, he's finally in. He's finally come to his own. We don't go anywhere unless there's a coupon involved.
Yes, that's
and you
right.
know what?
And I'm gonna...
Not, seriously, the first I started.
No, we have to.
No, when we were hanging out, right? He's like, "Well, would you like to go to dinner with me?" I'm like, "Okay." So he's like, "But I got to get a coupon first." He's like rifling through, not one, like a stack of like this tall.
But the beauty of it is that what people don't know is that we're in such a shoddy volcanic economy. If you give them an expired coupon.
Volcanic?
Is that the word?
Volcanic? We're in a
volcanic?
You mean volatile.
Volatile.
Yeah. Don't you hate that? Don't you want to punch someone in the face that corrects you?
No.
Especially if it's
I
a
have,
woman.
I have coupons.
Wait till we get off the air. This bitch is going to. All right, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
2007, they accepted it.
Nobody. I'll tell you though, folks, to Peter's credit, this man is excellent.
You have to.
He can. He has saved me so much money. Seriously.
Yeah.
It's just incredible. This man with the coupons, he's better than any woman, like 10 women in Publix. They have nothing on you. You're the best.
What am I supposed to do?
No.
I mean, this is, you know.
And don't get me wrong, he's not cheap. He takes me out and you know, he will occasionally...
I buy you things.
He buys me things.
I surprise you with things.
No, he does. He's not...
I'm taking care of your ink.
Yeah, and you're getting
your
cable. You're buying me HBO for...
Oh, did I say that?
Yes, you did. I get on the air now.
Yeah,
yes.
She's having... So I'm going to be...
And then I get all crazy because, like, I had to go buy ink at Office Depot, and it's like ink is...
You all right? Wait.
Ink is like... $25
yeah,
a thing.
Yeah, but if everyone just does that. You get the refills.
Except
you didn't know
the one stupid thing that I have doesn't have it.
Be very careful over there because one bad thing and then we're
he's fine. He's doing
fine.
Good. No,
okay.
He's got camouflage pants. He's like he's an army guy.
He's an army guy.
All
okay.
right. So anyway, so we're talking about the love and
love after 50,
yeah. So anyway, try new things. I think you know what we should do? Every week now, this is my new thing that I'm surprising you with because you never let me tell you stuff because you always say I have too many ideas. I have to save
it for
the show.
Yeah, that's the problem with you.
Here's the thing.
May I just when you have goals, it's all right to have ideas. But when I was coming up with some ideas for you for our stage play that we're going to do.
Yeah, you're great.
It's synergistic. You just say, here's another idea to go. And it takes us away from our goal.
All right. So I've had some ideas. All right, how about this for an idea, right? And you poo-pooed it, which is sort of a pun. I had this great idea for the lazy lid, and I know you yelled at me for that one. It's so men don't have to lift the lid when they pee. There's like a lever, like you put your foot on the lever, boom, and the lid goes up. So that way there, no one gets pissed off, so to speak. The woman is not mad because
there's
pee on
the seat. What is it, like the garbage can?
Kinda. It's called the lazy lid.
You never told me that.
I did too, but you probably tuned me out like you do a lot.
I'm sorry. our videographer, are you going to be actually videotaping us? You are? Okay.
Yeah.
What's the matter?
No, just what do you keep talking to him for?
Because we have a guest. I don't want to be rude to the man.
No, all right. I know.
And he's going to get a GPS after this, this today, so aren't you? He's going to get a GPS.
No, I just didn't want to make him nervous or anything. No, he's not nervous. He's good.
No, he's fine.
Yeah, this poor guy. I know. You took you a while to get here, didn't it?
Yeah, it always helps to have him.
Say hi to the folks.
Hi, folks. How you doing?
You have anything you want to plug?
Yeah. I was born in 64, so I guess I qualify as
yes.
a baby boomer.
Tell
us who you are. Tell us who you are.
Well, my name is Robert Duyos, and I'm a staff photographer for the Sun Sentinel, and I'm sitting here working on a story about you and your show.
Yeah.
I like you already. He's got a great demeanor.
He's great.
Yeah.
You know that people born in 46 could actually have a child that was born in 64? You can actually, did you notice that when you think about it?
You could actually both be baby boomers.
Baby boomers, yeah.
That's kind of weird. Yeah.
Well,
you have children?
I do.
How many?
One.
Mm-hmm. Boy?
And that's Generation X?
A little girl, cool.
4 years old.
Oh, how nice. Yeah. That's so cute.
Talk about comedy. That's good comedy.
I know.
Now, you know Spring Chicken. I'm not going to lie to you. You're 46 years old. Now let me ask you
Pete,
something.
Peter, the master of subtlety.
But it's tough being 46 and having a 4-year-old. Am I correct?
There are tough things about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there are also good things about it, about being a little older to start having a child.
I was thinking about getting impregnated and being the first woman. I wouldn't be the first. That's under 60 and under 55.
we'll let that out in post.
That would be kind of weird, right? We could do
but
that.
But you're probably a more patient man than I am anyway. Oh. And
I don't know about that.
Do you have a young wife? Younger wife?
She's my age.
Really? That's interesting.
Yeah.
We should get boomers on that have had children. Well, we have one right now. It's tough because I have a friend that I work with in writing, and he goes, I'm 36, and I just had my third kid. He goes,
wow, three kids.
But the way he says it, he's tired.
Yeah.
He's tired. He goes, this is a young man thing. Even at 36, he's going, you got to be in your 20s for this. He's a Southern accent.
See, I don't think so. I think it all depends on the individuals.
Sure.
You know, it really does. And if you have somebody that shares, and one kid is a hell of a lot different than three kids.
Yeah.
You know, you have one kid.
That's why he's tired.
I've been a big proponent of the only child. I was an only child for 5 years. I was pissed when my brother came along. He took everything away. He took my status away. But one child, I don't think there's anything wrong with a child. They say, oh, there's no one to play with. What to play with? They fight.
That's what neighbors are for.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But he's going to realize he's 46 now. He's got another 4 years. He's going to be 50, and then the kid's going to be 8.
So what?
You'll see. We're going to have him back in 5 years. We'll see how it
goes. He'll be fine. You can tell.
Yeah.
No,
it's important. I mean, certain people are meant to procreate, have children.
Right.
My shrink, Dr. Kvetch, said you came from a very dysfunctional family.
So did I.
The parents, and look at us today.
Yeah.
Together and childless. We have no one to be a burden to in our old age.
I know. Isn't it awful?
I always thought, one of my jokes many years ago is I'm going to find a hooker and say, just spend the last year with me.
What do you mean, Anna? Jokes? You've done that before.
No, I have never done that. And say, you're gonna be my life insurance policy. I mean, it's just I had nobody to, but it doesn't
You
matter.
Can leave it to me.
Okay. But the thing that we talked about, I'm the ruminator, and you're the...
Oh, my God. Peter will talk about the same damn thing. I don't know if you do this or if this is with guys. Peter will tell me the same damn story, and we're not even married, the same story over and over again with the same emphasis and the same verb and passion like it was the first time I ever heard it. And I got to tell you, it drives me nuts.
I am the ruminator. I'm getting a little better.
Yes.
Not really.
No, you're not getting any better.
I'm attempting to get better.
I know. I got to give you credit. One thing about you, Peter, at least you try. You know, you do try.
Not like my good friend, if he decides to call in.
Oh, Scott, Dr. Scott.
Who's very set in his ways.
Yeah, very set in his ways. And every time this Dr. Scott brings a woman to Peter's comedy show.
It's over.
They break up, right?
Yeah. And he may call in. It's not once in a while. Every single time. He says, you know, things aren't going really well. You know what? I'll take it to your comedy show. For some reason, after I kill, something happens. It's nothing I've done wrong.
You don't pick on them.
It's not like I'm picking on them. No. The last one I did saw
her. Oh, you did pick on them?
No, she's in the Boca Parkland area, and I do my whole tribute to Boca Parkland.
Oh, okay. That's all right, though.
But I did a little heavy just to annoy him, and then she leans into him during the show and goes, he knows I'm from Parkland. He goes, yeah, I think so. That was the funny thing.
That's so funny. Oh, I got to tell you, speaking of shows, I'm going to be at the do I have time to tell us before our break?
Well, in a few minutes, we're going to be why don't you give it now?
I'm going to give it now.
Then we'll go into a break.
This weekend, folks, Friday and Saturday, I have two shows, one show each night, Friday and Saturday, 8 p.m. at Bonkers Comedy Club at the Sherry Frontenac Hotel. And that's on 6565 Collins Ave in Miami Beach. And if you call up 305-865-0012, you can tell them you heard on the Boomer Humor Radio Show. You can get 4 free tickets and put them under my name, Anna Collins. Or you can email me at boomerhumorshow@gmail.com. Say you heard it on the air, and I can email you a confirmation.
Okay, we're going to take a break. People, don't come back. Don't leave, because we have Jake Steinfeld coming up in a few more segments, and we have some other things to discuss with you. It's Beyond Complicated, the Boomer Humor Radio Show on TalkZone.com.
If you're looking for authentic French cuisine at reasonable prices, Peter and I highly recommend Sage French Cafe in Fort Lauderdale. Picture this. Appetizers like escargot sautéed with white wine and garlic and baked in puff pastry. And my favorite, pistachio-encrusted brie.
And for your main course, you can choose from such mouth-watering entrees as a roasted duck, steak Maurice, or the classic coq au vin. Fresh marinated chicken cooked in wine with pearl onions.
Then there's the crepes. Like Crepe Suzanne, made with grilled chicken and a mix of mushrooms served in a light, creamy tarragon sauce. There's even a Crepe Anna, made with sautéed spinach and goat cheese. My favorites.
Well, make sure you leave room for one of Sage's unbelievable desserts.
Oh, yes. Peter and I had the creme brulee, warm, creamy custard with a perfectly browned and crispy top, garnished with fresh strawberries.
Oh, and the atmosphere, my friends, it is so relaxed. You feel like you're in a bistro in Paris. Everybody is friendly, and the waitstaff even speaks French. Oh, and there's plenty of parking outside. Ooh la la.
Sage French Cafe is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. They're located at 2378 North Federal Highway, Fort Lauderdale. Call them at 954-565-2299 or visit sagecafe.net.
Oh, and say you heard about them on the Boomer Humor Radio Show.
How was that, Anna? How'd you like the French accent?
Is that what that was?
This is a new dimension in sound.
You're listening to TalkZone.com, Internet Talk Radio.
TalkZone.com.
You are listening to the right Internet radio show at the right time. It's Beyond Complicated, the Boomer Humor Radio Show. Let's rejoin the yin and yang of Boomerdom, hosts Peter Fogel and Anna Collins.
Back. We're back.
We are
the yin and yang of boomerdom.
Yin yang.
The yin yang. Up the yin yang.
We are, I know.
Someone said yin and yang. Act all yin yang.
Actually, is it yin yang? Yin yan. Y-I-N-Y-A-N.
Well, yin and yang yin has a G, but it's yin, up the yin
the
yang.
Yin and, up you, the yin yang.
You always say to
your
me.
Your yin yang is up the yin yang.
Yeah, okay,
yeah,
fine.
Okay,
feel
whatever.
Better? All right.
You know, your hair looks damn good because I cut it.
You cut it, yeah.
I cut his hair. Looks
God
good. See
one.
How he has his hair? It's like messy, but it's together. It's I like that look, though.
Okay.
I don't like it too manicured.
Well, we're here to make you happy.
The
hell of my needs and desires.
Oh, listen, I want to read something to you that is so weird. Did
what?
You see that movie, Weekend at Bernie's?
Do I see it? I use it every time in references with London Lee. I don't know if he was going to make it through the show. I was have to bring him up on stage
like
and,
Weekend at Bernie's?
Work his mouth and my hand up his butt, you know, just or drag him around.
And really, that's not your style,
it's not
but
my
I know
style.
You can adapt.
Okay.
Well, get this, right? This comes from according to the Denver Post, right?
Yeah.
There were two men that drove around with their dead friend's body and then used his ATM card during a visit to a strip club.
Who wouldn't? Who wouldn't?
I just think that's awkward. It was Robert Jeffrey Young and Mark Rubinson were charged with abusing a corpse, identity theft, and criminal impersonation, and they were freed on bond. And it was unclear how Jeffrey Jarrett, who was the corpse, died. But the men were not charged in his death. The cause has not been determined as toxicology tests are still underway.
No, wait a minute. They didn't bring him into the club, did they?
Yeah.
I mean, they actually
drove around with a dead friend's body. Yeah.
And
yeah.
Did they bring him into the strip club?
I think they did.
Let me tell you something.
They used his ATM card.
That's a great story to tell in prison.
Isn't it?
I mean, when you think about it, you can't beat that. What are you in for?
$400 they got.
$400
at Shotgun Willie's. Strip club.
Been there, done that.
Yep. Mm-hmm. They returned his body. After they were done, they returned his body to his home. And then they again used his ATM card to withdraw $400.
I don't understand. How did they get the PIN code?
I guess they were really good friends. Who knows? That's a good question.
Why couldn't they have just left him where he was, took the ATM card, and gone on a spree? Why did they have to bring him along?
It's the strange. It's such a weird story.
It is.
Story.
Well, maybe it was a 3-for-1 at the strip club. Maybe they got like, you know.
I knew that had to be dollars
off the lap dance. That could
be. That's very funny.
You know, they do offer those kind of deals in this kind of an economy.
They have.
You know, if there's a coupon.
I'm there. No argument. What's wrong with a coupon? I like saving money. Some people like.
No, Peter, do strip clubs give coupons? Maybe they did them this night.
Well, I go for the buffet. Actually, I go for the buffet.
Because that's delicious food. That's what people are going.
They're going for the chicken wings at the afternoon buffet.
Yeah, it's always baked ziti. Always baked ziti and like dry chicken wings.
Right.
Yeah, going to the strip club for the buffet.
Right.
Oh, God. Anyway, have you ever been to a strip club?
Yes, I have.
Have you?
I'll tell you, those women.
I can see you giving them, like, instead of dollars, you put, like, coupons for Ruby Tuesdays in their G-string or something.
No, no, you want to hear the fun, you want to hear a great stripper story? This is actually true.
Yeah.
I'm with my friend, we'll call him Paul because that's his name, and when I was performing out in Vegas, let's say at the Riviera Comedy Club in Vegas, we'd go to the Cheetah. He'd come in from L.A. and meet me. We'd go. And I'm not a proponent because you have to go with a certain set of money. They have ATM machines in the strip clubs.
That's why Peter will never go to a strip club.
No, because they're human vacuums. They will do lap dances for you, and before you know it, you're broke.
Yeah, well,
they have these 20. You're a man in your 40s or late 30s, and you have these girls in these 20s. They know what they're pros. They just know how to.
Yeah, but that's the milieu.
I know that's the milieu, and you know my joke is there's no reason to really go to a strip joint if you're a man. You sit there and go, oh look, a beautiful naked woman. I can't have. Here's some money.
Right.
Just like in real life. So this is absolutely true. So Paul was a TV producer. All you have to do is tell a stripper that you're a TV producer because they all want to be actresses. All of a sudden, she brings the girlfriend over and says to Paul, hey, what are you doing later on? Well, I think I was going to go gambling. Well, do you want some company? He goes, I guess so. Well, my girlfriend Amber and myself will go out with
Amber
you.
Amber and Tiffany.
Amber, we'll hang out with you. It'll cost you $500 each, but there'll be no sex. So he goes, let me get this straight. You watch me gamble my money away, and I give you money to watch me lose my money, and there's no sex. They go, yeah. I go, and he goes, well, the joke is, it's just like marriage. I mean, what's the upside for this? He goes, why don't I give you $200 each? You need me in the groin. We meet in the halfway because there's no upside. They think that we're just going to hang out with two beautiful.
And they will.
They will find some guy.
And they will find some guy. That's how stupid men are, really.
Absolutely.
That, you know what's, I can top that story. The dumbest of all is guys that hire a dominatrix. That's the Mac Daddy job of all. I wish I could get a part-time dominatrixing.
Men want to be abused.
$500, $1,000. Let me get this straight. I beat you. I hurt you. I call you names. I don't have to have sex with you, and I get a check cash at the end. No checks. Cash at the end.
Marriage. Marriage. That's what it is. True. See how Anna and I get it? I once met a dominatrix on the street in Studio City walking her dog. Nice girl in her 20s. It's just a business.
How did you know she was a dominatrix?
Because we just started talking. What do you do for a living?
Oh, she wasn't like walking around with a leather mask.
No, she was walking her dog. I say, how you doing? I'm talking to her. I go, what do you do for a living? And just, oh, you're a dominatrix. And I didn't go, oh, interesting. So how did you get into that? And this is many years ago. No. And she goes, surprisingly enough, it's very powerful men. A lot of Jewish guys.
Jewish guys. Because they don't want to make decisions.
They don't want to make decisions. And it's very interesting. He goes, a lot of wealthy men that do not want to be. It's just the strangest thing. I go, and I said, it sounds like marriage. And she starts laughing. It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And I said, I'll use that joke 10 years from now. And that's what I did.
And there you go. It is kind of crazy because, like, conversely, there's so many differences in sexual nuances between men and women. Like,
oh, and this is interesting.
There's no what?
We have Bob. We have Bob. Put Bob in. Bob?
Are you visiting a dominatrix?
Not this moment. I just left.
Yeah, you just left. Bob, your marriage was something like a little dominatrix, or is that a different Bob?
No, it's the same one.
Oh, okay.
What do you want to talk about today, Bob?
No, Bob, I think you saw our show this week, didn't you?
I did, Peter. I came and saw you and London Lee, and I must tell you, you were outstanding, and London Lee, bless his heart, for a man his age, still very funny.
Yeah,
I remember him from like 40 years ago, as I told you, yeah.
You were a young man.
Where did you see London 40 years ago? Was it Vegas?
No, I lived in Los Angeles. My friend's father was a writer for All the Entertainers, and London Lee used to call his house, and I used to answer the phone. And I used to, I got to talk to Sid. I need a joke. So Sid would say, oh, God, I got to write London Lee a joke. So we're back in the 60s, early 70s.
That's awesome.
But Bob has some exciting news talking about Love Over 50. You just got divorced, right, Bob?
Yeah, it was 6 years process. If I was an elephant, I could have had 3 gestation periods. I took 6 years to get divorced. It was a lovely, lovely ordeal.
How long were you married?
23.
And really, in a row?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it?
23 years in a row.
We didn't take a break in between. No, it was 23 straight years.
Wow. Yeah. So when did the marriage start to fall apart?
When she woke up one morning and looked at me and said, I'm not happy. I want to separate for a while.
Wow. And you had no clue?
Okay. No. No, I had no clue.
Honestly?
Isn't it funny?
Wait a minute.
You had no clue?
I'm very considerate. I packed her a lunch, so, you know, she shouldn't starve on the way out the door, you know. So.
No, seriously, though, you had no clue there was anything wrong.
Well, but very seldom do you do, especially when you wake up and get blindsided, you know.
No.
Really?
No, that's interesting.
I do find that. But, you know, Bob's not alone. I've heard other guys say this. Guys are so clueless. Yeah, how could you not know? Didn't the sex taper off?
I'm sorry?
Didn't the sex taper off?
What'd you say? What?
Didn't the sex taper off? Is he playing games like
are you
he?
Playing games?
Are you playing games? You didn't hear? What do you see now?
Yeah.
Deaf?
What? It was. I figured it was the empty nester, and you know, after so many years of being together, you know, she's a little space. It may have been, with all due respect, perimenopausal. And figure I'd give her a little bit of breathing room, and lo and behold, figure 3-4 days, she wanted to get away. Okay, fine, she'd come back. No, forget about it.
6 years later.
Unbelievable. So what are your plans now? This is interesting. Are you looking for another relationship, or?
Oh, yeah, I've got no problem with it.
Bob is fine. Bob has
I'm not bitter towards women at all, no. I think they're fabulous creatures, you know.
We should start a dating site on our Boomer. There's another one of my ideas.
Another idea, good.
A dating site on the Boomer Humor Show.
With all due respect, I've seen some of the women. I've met some of the women on some of these internet dating sites, and some of them, as well as the men, should be sued for false advertising.
Yeah, they should.
There's no truth in advertising. Yeah.
Fraud. They should be sued for fraud. I met one guy, Bob. He actually showed up. He looked, I thought he had sent his son in his place.
Yeah. Listen, Bob, can you hang out for a few minutes? We got to take a break.
Sure, for you.
Because I want to hear more about what you're doing with your life now, and now that you're single. But you've been dating for a while now. No, Bob, actually you can't, because you know what we have in the next area? We have Jake Steinfeld. But
yeah,
you can call in next week, okay?
Time's gone fast.
All right, let's take a break. You're listening to It's Beyond Complicated, the Boomer Humor Radio Show. Come back. We have Jake Steinfeld, the exercise global mogul, baby.
We live in an uncertain and volatile economic world. Savvy baby boomer investors know that you must have a diversified portfolio so your nest egg is protected by the geopolitical world markets. They also know that diversification comes not just from investing in the U.S., oh no, but from prudent investing overseas. And that's why you need Vivian Lewis, the editor and founder of GlobalInvesting.com, the daily blog newsletter for Americans and others seeking to internationalize their portfolios. A Harvard Magna Cum Laude graduate, Vivian was a top European financial journalist before starting her award-winning newsletter, Global Investing, over 20 years ago. China, Chile, Ireland, Japan, it's all pretty inviting. Oh, yes. It can also be quite intimidating, and that's why you need Vivian Lewis's global investing expertise. In fact, newsletter rater Mark Hulbert rates global investing as a good way for investors to improve their returns and reduce their risk. But don't just take my word for it. Test drive a risk-free subscription to Global Investing today. For more information and for performance summaries, visit global-investing.com. That's global-investing.com.
You're listening to TalkZone.com, Internet Talk Radio.
Don't touch that mouse. It's time to rejoin the two boomers who refuse to join AARP, even for a free duffel bag. Hosts Peter Fogel and Anna Collins of It's Beyond Complicated.
Today, I have the honor and pleasure of welcoming a global mogul and dear friend from my childhood, Jake Steinfeld, who's one of the fitness industry's reigning icons, responsible for creating the personal fitness training industry over 30 years ago. Also, his big passion, which I've known for years, has allowed him to make another one of his dreams a reality with the creation of the Major League Lacrosse, the nation's first professional outdoor lacrosse league. Jake, thank you so much for taking time to be on the Boomer Humor Radio Show.
What's happening, man?
Nothing, nothing.
What's going on? What do you mean nothing? Look at you, man. I feel like when I talk to you, we're back at Baldwin Harbor Junior High.
That's right. And, Jake, if I knew you were going to be this successful, I really would have hung out with you a lot more.
You should have, you know. And see what happens, man? That's why I tell my kids, you know, you be nice to everybody because you never know.
And, of course, if not many people know this, but Jake's wonderful niece, the daughter of Peter Steinfeld, who I played Little League with, was the Oscar nominee for True Grit. You must be very proud of her. She was.
That's great. It's unbelievable. You know, the world lets you be what you make them believe you are. And if you have a passion for something, I know you talk about this and your motivational speaking and the books that you write, is passion leads and everything else follows, man. And whether you're 20 or 30 or 40 or 50, if you have a dream, you could do whatever you want in your life as long as you believe it and you have a passion for it. But if you're just doing something for the dough, it usually never comes to fruition.
Absolutely.
But if there is a passion, go big. Because, hey, look, the worst thing that happens, you try something that doesn't work, at least you gave it a shot.
People on the deathbed saying, oh, if I only spent more time at the job.
Exactly. You can't take it with you, man. And you know, it's about building character, and it's about the character that you have and you instill, whether, you know, you have kids or not, the people that you surround yourself with. You try to sort of lead by example, man. And I've been pretty fortunate, man, to be, you know, here in L.A. As you know, I had a long, a great career in college of 3 months from upstate New York. And then I retired and came out to California to pursue bodybuilding. But, I've been around a long time, man. And you learn that you see the biggest of the big, and you see people with their highs and their lows. But it really is, it comes to being good with yourself, being able to look in that mirror and like who you see. And I don't mean physically, you know, I mean liking who you are. And that in and of itself is a big challenge for people sometimes.
Well, Jake, what do you say to people that have had a lot of set? This is a very difficult time now, challenging. It's like this, you know, we don't dwell on the negativity, what's happening in the economy and everything. And people have setbacks. It's very challenging, especially for boomers, correct? Boomers are having to work longer these days because their retirement fund, the 401k, is a 201.5. And they've had so much setbacks. You know, when you're younger, you have that piss and vinegar. Remember when we were younger? We do it. What happens when you get older, Jake, and you have those setbacks? Because, you know, we carry more baggage. You know that.
I think that's a mental thing. I think you carry baggage because you're going to carry baggage. I think if you have a feeling and a sense. I think if you ask a lot of people, you know, you're listening right now, I'm 53. I feel like I'm 22. You know what I mean? I pop out of bed every morning. I train at 3:45 in the morning, 6 days a week. I'm a little psycho when it comes to that stuff, but that's my drug. That's my medicine. Do I love jumping up? I don't jump up a lot of mornings. I got to put that cold water on my face. But my note to everybody is get up. If you can exercise, whether it's a stretch or a walk or whatever you got to do, the one thing you can control, Pete, is this. You can't control if you're going to lose your job. You can't control what the economy is going to do. But what you can control is you. And if you start the day off, whether it's with a stretch, if you like, you know, exercise is a very interesting thing. And when you talk to people about it, it's like having a conversation about religion or politics. You know, you have eight people in a room, and you ask someone about what they do to exercise, you're going to get 11 different ways.
Correct.
You know? And so you got to find something that's great for you, and you got to make it a part of your lifestyle. And it's never over until the director yells cut. Anyways, we all know you can sit there and say, "What do I have left? I got a few years. I'm not going to start exercising now. What is it going to do for me? Take a walk. Try it. Sit down. Do a push-up or a stretch or whatever it is. You know,
right?
Find something you love to do. Get outside, garden. Take a walk with your wife, with the dog, with your kids, with your grandkids. You'll feel better. At the end of the day, not everything works out. Do I get down? Hey, you know, I get down for a minute. I've got a poem called Don't Quit, Pete. Now, you know this. I maybe you don't. I was cut from our eighth grade basketball team, and And that, you know, I'm a big believer in life is about moments, and
right.
everybody has a moment that were defining moments that makes you you.
Right.
One that sticks out in my mind that I talk a lot about was when I went out for the eighth grade basketball team, and I got cut from the team, and it was demoralizing because my friends made the team, and it was a little embarrassing for me. So what I did that summer, and, you know, I had two younger brothers, and my old man put a hoop up in my backyard, and I played basketball all summer long. And I made the team in ninth grade. And the first game, and this is the true story, when I got cut, there's a girl, I cannot remember her name, she's a year younger than us, gave me a poem called Don't Quit. And I've got the poem on my desk today. I mean, it's right here. It's the same exact poem. I'll knock. That's it, man. And I live by this poem. And I ended up trademarking the words "Don't quit." I own those words.
Yeah, you own them.
Because I think for everybody, it's something that I repeat to myself in the morning. If something goes sideways on me, I repeat it again, and I just repeat it at night. And it's a simple poem. It goes, when things go wrong, as they sometimes will, when the road you're trudging seems all uphill, when the funds are low and the debts are high, and you want to smile, but you have to sigh. When care is pressing you down a bit, rest if you must, but don't you quit. Life is queer with its twists and turns, as every one of us sometimes learns. And many a failure turns about when he might have won had he stuck it out. Don't give up though the pace seems slow. You may succeed with another blow. Success is failure turned inside out, the silver tint of the clouds of doubt. And you never can tell how close you are. It may be near when it seems so far. So stick to the fight when your hardest hit. It's when things seem worst that you must not quit.
Wow. Yes.
That's it, man.
I've heard you say that on I think one of your shows also.
And I've done it on every one of them,
every
you know. And it's and if you think about that, if you give yourself a second, you know, the world moves pretty quickly. Everybody wants, if you create something, you have to be super successful 2 seconds later, or you're considered a failure, you know.
Please. Well, as you get older, you kind of think, gee, I don't have much time. I got to get this, you know.
Listen, I mean, you know, a case in point, in 1993, created a television network called Fit TV and sold it to Rupert Murdoch in 98. Everyone told me that, oh, there's no way you can launch a 24-hour fitness service, you know. And Ted Turner was my inspiration. He gave me my start doing the fitness break on Cable News Network.
Right.
In 1981, and he and I became
81.
Friends.
81.
Yep.
Wow. Jake, you just got to L.A., aren't you?
I got to L.A. summer 77.
77, that's right. We were still in college, and you said, well, enough for me, and then you went out to L.A.
But that's what makes horse racing, too. Look, I have a daughter who just, who just went off to college now. And I explained to her and my other three boys that if you ever have a feeling that you don't want to go to college, that's quite all right. If you have an idea for business or whatever parents put so much undue pressure and stress today
right.
on their kids that the stress level is insane, man.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
And you got to find what works for you. It's really, at the end of the day, for the boomers, I don't even consider myself, we're 53, Pete. You and
right.
I, right? You're 53, aren't you?
Yes, Steve.
Right? Okay.
The secret's out.
All right. Well,
but we both have our hair.
Hey, thank God, you know?
Right.
Thank God. But at the end of the day, it's finding something you love to do and do it.
Right.
And do it. And because you don't want to look in that mirror when you're 54
right.
or 60, kind of what you almost said there earlier on in the conversation, where, you know, at 20 I had an idea and I didn't do it. At 30 I had this chance, I didn't do it. At 40 I could have done it. You know, the last thing you ever want to have happen is have those regrets.
Right.
So if you're listening right now and you have that idea, take a shot. Because the worst that's going to happen to you is that it doesn't work. But at least you know you took a shot. And during that exercise of trying to get that business or that idea off the ground, if that doesn't happen, something happens.
Yeah.
That rejuvenates, energizes, inspires you to be doing something different than you're doing right now.
It's amazing.
Hey, listen.
It's just amazing. You created another sport. It just blows my mind. And, of course, we always talk about Scott Rudin and Jake Seinfeld.
Scooter Rudin, baby. You know, Scooter.
Do you ever talk to Scooter? Do you ever?
Yeah, Scooter doesn't. He doesn't talk much to me, man. When I see him and I call him Scooter, he gets very upset, you know.
At least he doesn't yell at you like he yells at other people.
Well, all I can tell you, listen, there's a guy, remember, in fourth and fifth and sixth, we were bar mitzvah together. You know that.
Yes, yes.
Right? So he was, when we were playing Little League, he was getting on a train and going into the city and seeing plays.
Yeah.
So, you know, I got to tell you, you take your hat off to a guy like that. He knew what he wanted to do a long time ago. I just wish he was nicer, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, he's the anti Jeff.
You know, hey, listen.
He's done very well. He's brilliant. He deserves
it. Sure is. Listen, he is a very, very talented guy. And, hey, he's living his dream, you know? But I also think, too, it's important you got to give back, Pete. You got to give back. You know, I've been the chair of the Fitness Council in California.
Right.
For 6 years under my friend Arnold Schwarzenegger, now for Jerry Brown, and I just been named chair of the National Foundation of Governors Fitness Councils for the country. And I'll give you this little piece of news, which I haven't told anybody yet. They just asked me to run with the torch through Oxford, England, this July, leading up to the Olympics.
Really?
Which is going to be 21 Americans are doing it, and they've chosen me as one of the Americans to do it. You know, not athletes, obviously.
That's exciting. So you broke the news on the Boomer Humor Radio Show. That's
how about that? I did it for you, buddy. But listen, pal, I know you're a busy guy. I've got to get back to my world. It's great talking to you. You keep up the great work, and I hope to see you soon.
Okay.
Wow. I'll tell you, that man has calisthenics in his vocal cords, too.
Yeah,
he's
great. He's running with I've held the torch for some women, but he's running with the torch, actually, in the Olympics. You heard that.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, that's,
you know,
I always liked him. I'm so happy we had him on the show.
He is down to earth, and like, he was really interested in wanting, because a lot of Baldwin people are down in Florida. There's a contingency. He's always asking, how's Robbie Rosenwasser? I go, he's Robert Rosen. He's a CPA. Stephen Waters, who writes for the Sentinel, he knows. And it's nice to know that he gives back to the community.
He's
a cool guy. And I thank you, Jake, for being on the show. We're coming to the end of our hour.
Okay, so let me tell you who's going to be on next week.
So
okay, next week is my interview with Richard Lustig. This is an incredible guy. He has been to the law. He has a book out on how to be more astute on winning the lottery. He has been to the lottery office 24 times. The man has won $840,000+. He's also won a couple of lesser amounts, equaling maybe $90,000 and $100,000 each. Millions of dollars this guy has won. I've never seen anything like it, and I looked him up to make sure he was legitimate, and sure enough. So he's going to be on the show. He is going to give tips on how to win the lottery, and also on where to get his book on how to increase your chances of winning at the lottery. It's an amazing story, really. So interesting. We could use some of that.
Yes,
couldn't we?
I think we should play the lottery. But
would you still use
we won the lottery when we met.
Won. That's the right thing to say, Peter.
That's right. I picked my chances to get in good with Anna.
That's a good thing
but,
to say.
We have people like Dr. Diana Kirshner, who's a marriage counselor. The Love Guru will be back.
She was awesome,
in a few weeks. And I want to thank everyone for
calling in.
Listen. Bob. We'll talk to Bob another time. Always download from our website.
Yes.
Go to boomerhumorradio.com. Sign up for our VIP mailing list so we can tell you who's going to be on each show. But also, go to TalkZone.com to
listen to the
replay. And
you can listen to us there. We're archived every show.
All right. Thanks for tuning in. Take care, folks.
Mwah.
Bye.